Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin by saying happy birthday to my mother, Betty Jean Carter Wiggins Pitts. Turns 85 today. She is the head of the family right now. She is the oldest living Carter that has survived a family of six children, and she's loved by all, as we wish her a happy birthday this morning. Happy birthday, Mom. And today we turn to Luke 19, verse 26 alone today, because it says so much as we listen to what the Gospel of Luke happens to say in chapter 19, verse 26. I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So Luke 19, verse 26 states, I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he does have will be taken away. This verse is part of the parable of the 10 gold coins, when Jesus illustrates the principles of stewardship and accountability. In this parable, a nobleman gives his servants gold coins and expects them to invest wisely during his absence. When he returns, he rewards those who multiplied their resources and holds accountable those who did not use what they were given. The statement in verse 26 highlights the fundamental principle of spiritual and material stewardship. Those who are faithful with their resources and responsibilities will be entrusted with more, while those who fail to use what they have will lose even that. The implications of this verse extend beyond mere financial gain. It speaks to our broader duties in life, talents, opportunities, and spiritual gifts. When we cultivate and actively engage with the gifts we've been given, we open ourselves to greater blessings and further responsibilities. It's a call to action, motivating believers to be proactive in their faith and service. Conversely, refusing to use one's gifts or neglecting responsibilities can lead to a diminishment of one's spiritual standing or influence. This teaching encourages self-examination. Are we actively nurturing our faith and using our abilities for God's kingdom? Jesus challenges his followers to be diligent stewards, reinforcing that with faithfulness comes greater wisdom and grace. Thus, Luke 19, verse 26 not only serves as a warning, but also as an encouragement to embrace our God-given potential. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We always continue to pray for those we've said that we would pray for each and every day, and those who've asked us to pray for them each and every day. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We continue to pray for the soul of Edgar Bruce. Still waiting to hear about his transfer over to the Lord's kingdom. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Luke 19 only, verse 26. As we look at verse 26 this morning as a three-stanza poem, It's titled, What He Has Will Be Taken Away. In the shadows of the marketplace, a lesson told with solemn grace to those who watch and heed the call, to whom much is given, much is owed by all. The talents placed in eager hands, a call to rise and meet demands. No gifts to waste or hide away, for faithful stewards lead the way. In every moment, actions blend, our choices shape, our journeys send. So with each blessing, boldly strive to nurture dreams, keep hope alive. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 19th, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 24 hours later, thinking about my mother this morning. Going to give her a call in a little bit as I head off to the day's journey. And obviously, giving my respect to my mother. She turns 85 today. What a blessing to be able to say that she's made it 85 years. And she continues to lift up those around her and place the joy of salvation in their hearts. Amen. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Because I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. And that's something that I have played in practice these last 20 years since my surrender. The Lord has increased my wealth of knowledge in Scripture on a daily basis as I practice every day the Word of God. I pray unceasingly over everything I do because I call on the name of Jesus. And I do that often. And I also pray unceasingly over everything I do in Jesus' name. Amen. And then I learned to proclaim. I'm willing to talk about the Lord anytime, anyplace, anywhere. Pray for anyone, anytime, anyplace, anywhere. I feel that knowledge of the Lord's truth in my heart, and can share that willingly in any time, and a faith that is the foundation of why Jesus brought the church to the world. May we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord as we call on Jesus to close. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Amen. God bless you.